Yasin Corley, can I first take the opportunity to welcome the seizure of substantial drugs cargo on Tuesday and to commend the Defence Forces personnel, the Gardaí and the customs officers involved. And the seizure represents a very significant blow to international crime and to the criminal gangs that heap misery on our communities. It's also a timely reminder of how crucial it is that in Gardaí Síochána have the resources they need to tackle 21st century crime. And it's also a reminder to all of us how crucial the Gardaí are in keeping communities safe. And Gardaí do difficult, brave work every day to protect our communities and keep them safe. But too often they feel that they're being let down or indeed abandoned by a government that has totally failed to provide them with the leadership and investment that they deserve. And unfortunately, under your watch, Taoiseach, and particularly under Fine Gael's watch, morale in the Gardaí is at an all-time low. Gardaí numbers are falling as Gardaí leave the force. We see that year after year. Targets for new recruits are missed time and time again as people don't see a career in the Gardaí as an option worth pursuing anymore. And specialised units are being disbanded. The likes of burglary and domestic violence units being disbanded in Limerick and in Dublin is a cause of great concern. And we've just passed the fifth anniversary of the publication of the report into the Commission on the Future of Policing. And it's a sad state of affairs that many of the recommendations contained in this report still remain unimplemented. It is no wonder that crime levels are on the increase, and communities deserve better. They deserve to feel safe and protected. They deserve to know that if they need help, the Gardaí will be there for them. Instead, people are feeling unsafe in their own homes and in their communities. Because after 12 years of Fine Gael, Justice Minister after Justice Minister, the Gardaí are in crisis and the communities are less safe than ever. So Fine Gael's soft-touch approach to policing has pushed the Gardaí to breaking point, and ordinary communities are forced to pay the price of government failure. And this is a crisis. It is a crisis, and we don't need any more vague promises from government or more photo ops or glossy announcements that amount to nothing. Government need to get to grips with crime, and they need to do it now. Sinn Féin have outlined our plan to tackle crime. We need to fix this crisis in crime and policing by commencing the biggest Garda recruitment drive in the history of the state and ensuring that we have the conditions to retain current Gardaí. We need a retention task force to report back in a number of weeks. We need to move Gardaí away from non-core duties. We need to publish the Garda Reserve regulations to allow recruitment to resume. And we need to increase Garda recruitment by increasing the training allowance and reviewing the recruitment restrictions. But none of this has been done by government. And now we have the possibility of industrial dispute that is escalating, and the Minister needs to be present here. Her hands-off approach is not working. We have to ask the question, and many are, Taoiseach, what is the Minister doing to ensure that the proposed action by the Gardaí it doesn't go ahead, and that the issues at the centre of this are resolved? As I said, the hands-off approach by the Minister for Justice is not working. It is incomprehensible that she would allow this to get to the stage where the Gardaí have to go on strike. And can I ask you, Taoiseach, when will the government end the scandal of their soft-touch approach to policing so that communities can feel safe and protected?
Welcome to deputies raising up the issue, and I think yesterday a drug seizure or the last number of days and the operation I think reveals more than anything that there is no soft touch approach in respect of crime in this country, and particularly in respect of drug trafficking cartels. What we witnessed was very high standards, very high professionalism being demonstrated by An Garda Síochána, by the Air Corps, by the Naval Services and by the Army Rangers, working cooperatively, collaboratively in a joint task force, largest haul ever in the history of the state, and the first time ever we've deployed the Army Rangers in such an action as we did this week. But again, our intelligence services working with the European Union, member states and across the world, combining intelligence and very effective and professional actions resulting in the seizure of very significant drugs. That represents the commitment of the state. I applaud the bravery of An Garda Síochána in the conduct of their daily tasks, I applaud the bravery of the Air Corps pilots, precision piloting, and indeed of the Army Rangers and our naval services, because it illustrates that they are very often in harm's way in upholding law and order and in taking on the crime barons and in dealing with that. And also in terms of the last number of years, I think, Deputy, you'd have to acknowledge very significant inroads made in the north and the city in respect of some of the larger criminal gangs and some very significant numbers of criminals being put behind bars and the breakup of those gangs and many of them having to leave the country. That's not evidence of a soft touch by government in respect of these criminal gangs or in terms of crime. And we will always remain tough on criminals in terms as they apply their trade, but we'll also work very strongly in communities in terms of supporting communities through proper community-based policing and also in terms of supporting community organisations in terms of broader range of issues that arise. About €2 billion has been allocated to An Garda Síochána this year, Deputy. That's unprecedented. It'll allow for ongoing recruitment of new Gardaí and Garda staff. As at the end of July of 2023, there were 13,943 Garda members across the country. Now, that's an increase over previous years, although there was a problem during COVID, as we know, in terms of Temple Moor and training and so on like that. That is now recovering in terms of the number of trainees. Numbers in Temple Moor continue to increase now, attestations every 3 months. 135 trainees entered a training college in February, another 154 in May, another class of 174, the largest class since COVID, entered a college at the end of July, continuing the building momentum and recruitment. And so there is about 470 now in active training. Two more classes are due into Temple Moor in October. So we're on track to having between 700 and 800 new recruits into the college in 2023. The issue around the Garda roster, which was introduced by the Commissioner, is clearly an issue that has caused considerable unrest and concern within the ranks of An Garda Síochána. But you mentioned the Commission on the Future of Policing, it recommended changes to rosters and so on. But in my view, these issues are best resolved within the industrial relations mechanisms. And that's where they should be resolved. Because it is understood that there are concerns and legitimate, genuine concerns. But the way to resolve it, I would respectfully suggest, is through the industrial relations machinery.
Minister, I acknowledged the work that the Gardaí do in our communities in terms of keeping people safe. Our community safe, and particularly the operation in the south during the week. But government needs to support that, and the facts are very clear. Taoiseach, since this government has been in office, every single year there's been a reduction in the number of Gardaí in this state. You talk about the number of people who are going through a training and attestation, but you don't say actually the number who are leaving Gardaí are actually higher than the number who are coming through. So every year the situation is getting worse. We have more people either retiring or leaving, and those resigning now are at an all-time high as a result of issues within the morale within the Gardaí. You talk about the Commission's recommendations, 5 years old. Many of the recommendations are not in place. There are major, major issues here that the government haven't supported and provided the necessary tools for the Gardaí. And the reality is, as we see from the CSO, is that crime is on the increase. Communities feel less safe than they did before. And the government needs to recognise that 12 years of Fine Gael as the Justice Minister has resulted in the situation where we're in. We have 241 less Gardaí in June of this year than we had at the start of this year. They're the facts. Every single year since you've been a minister in this government, there have been less Gardaí. So I'm asking you, what are you going to do? The talks need to go ahead. Hopefully we'll get a resolution. But what is government going to do to actually support the work of the Gardaí by increasing numbers, by moving them off of non-core duties?
We're way over time.
Deputy, the government is investing in An Garda Síochána and will invest. You know well that the COVID pandemic interrupted the recruitment processes. We all know that. And that was a very significant challenge in terms of Temple Moor and so forth. But that has recovered and is recovering. And the numbers coming in now are on the increase. Although, because we have full employment in the economy, it has been challenging for all state services in terms of recruitment. not just the Gardaí, but the Navy, the Army, and the Air Corps, and more generally across all uniformed services. And we know that. And we know that because population is increasing. Numbers of people coming in from the European Union to work in Ireland is increasing. Number of work permits is increasing. All of that is evidence and is a challenge when you get to a position of full employment in an economy that has post-COVID proven to be robust. We will invest and continue to invest in resourcing on Garda Síochána, on the equipment front, in terms of facilities and in terms of personnel. It's important that we do that, and we are committed to doing that. And I would urge then that we would, as I agree with you, that the industrial relations machinery is the basis
Thank
and the mechanism to resolve the existing issues around the rostrum.